What's up, everybody? It's your boy Collins Odhiambo. And let me just say, first of all, thank you so much for all your feedback, for all your reactions from last week's post, the Millennial Relationship 101, where I talked about the fact that we are not perfect and we like it. And this is just something that I wanted to see if it could, be something that guys could relate with, especially us as millennials. And the reaction is good, so I think I'll be doing this each and every week. So each and every Wednesday, I'll be posting something around my experience and our experience in relationships as millennials. Okay, so this week what I want to talk about is very simple. This, the truth sets you free. I was once in an interview and I was asked if I had dreadlocks, will I shave them off to get that job? I remember I said no. And they asked me why, because this is what I believe. If I shave off my dreadlocks just for the purpose to get into a relationship, aka to get that job, then our relationship is based on lies. The foundation of our relationship is based on lies. You understand? So I will never shave off my dreadlocks just to get a job. You understand? And that was it. And thinking about it right now is the same thing when it comes to relationships. If you don't know who you are, if you don't have an identity, if you don't know what you want in life, then you will compromise just for the sake of, you know, saying that you're in a relationship. And that is something that is hurting so many people outside here, and they are blaming others. Here's the thing. If you are the kind of person who's always compromising just to be liked or just to be in a relationship, let me tell you one thing. You'll always be heartbroken. You'll always be heartbroken. But once you know who you are, once you know what you want, once you know what you stand for, never, you know, like step backwards just to fit in or just to be loved with somebody or just to be in a relationship with somebody. This is why the truth shall set you free. Talk about these things early on. You know, once I knew what I wanted with my life, I decided the next woman or the next lady that I'm going to be in a relationship with, first of all, must know about my past. Not exactly everything, but things that I know can affect a relationship if they come to know about them in the future. I was like, I'm going to listen to this lady. I'm going to listen to her goals. I'm going to listen to her story. I'm going to tell her my vision, what I want to do in life. I'm not going to tell her everything on the first date. But as you continue talking, as you continue going out, as you continue communicating, as you continue connecting, I'll keep on opening up slowly by slowly by slowly. This is why your foundation will be based on truth. And by the time you get into a relationship, aka people call them a serious relationship, which I don't understand what that means. But by the time you get to that position where you're like, okay, this is the guy that I want to spend the rest of my life with. This is the person that I think I can, I believe I can, you know, grow a family together with, you know, be based on truth. Okay, and here's the good thing about that. By the time you're getting into a relationship and committing to this person, and you've been opening up, you guys have been connecting, you've been talking the truth, even when it comes to your relationship, you'll be able to speak the truth. Because let me tell you one thing, the truth actually sets you free. Because if somebody pisses you off, for example, in any relationship, and especially in your intimate relationship, if somebody, you know, angers you, or maybe they do something that, or maybe they disappoint you, it is good to open up and tell them the truth. But if the foundation of a relationship was based on lies, then you can't do that. You understand? You can't do that. I shave off my dreadlocks for you. You know, so I'm in this job, and every time you shout at me, or anytime you get mad at me, I always think about, you know what? Do you know that I shaved off my dreadlocks just to work with you, or just to be within this relationship? I dropped out of school just to be within this relationship. I switched jobs just to be within this relationship. You know, all these are things that will come to manifest or will come out when there are some disputes. So it is important to be true to yourself, first of all, and then be true in that relationship, especially when you're starting. That will, I think people talk about kukatia dem or kukatia chali, I don't know. I think that is the best way. Like, want to understand, want to know where does it come from, you know, what is our mindset around relationship. And when you're doing that, you're actually investing time, true time, to understand this person, to know them before you commit to them. So once you realize, oh, these guys don't value relationships, or that's not something that they're looking for, you'll immediately know, I can't be serious with this person. You know, I can't really commit to this person. This person can just be my friend. You understand? So I believe in speaking the truth from the word go. I believe in opening up and connecting. And I believe if you do that, then your relationship will be based on a foundation of truth, and it will last longer. You understand? Because there'll be ups and downs. Like your heartbeat, there'll be ups and downs, you understand? And when your heart stops beating, it's a straight line. And that is the same thing. when you can't understand that there'll be ups and downs, it reach a point where you won't be able to handle it, and the line in the relationship will be straight and it will die. Okay, so remember, the truth shall set you free. Okay, so this is your boy Collins Odhiambo, a millennial, a friend of yours, a transformational coach. And till next Wednesday, guys, remember, love your life, live fully, and create a legacy. Peace.